Shlomo Weisbart.
Apostle Korea. We said the interesting thing. We said in North Korea. We said that the Issimena Torah of Korea is where there's a tikkun, where a person makes something which is beneficial. If a person does something, he tears. And we said the classic example in the Mishkan was where a person taught something to enlarge the proiches. There was a tear in the moth, in insects or whatever, had gone into the cloth, had made a tear in the cloth. So to make it, to repair the job properly, to make it look nice, what they did was they enlarged the tear, and then they started from the seams, they built around it in order to make it look a nice, neat repair. That's the Issa of Korea Minatura. It's Amanos Litfo, that's Mamish the Issa Minatura. If a person does Korea and he's just ruining what he tears, the person takes a beged, a garment, and he rips it in half, he's not interested at all, he just rips it in half, then there's an Issa Drabon, it's like a few melachas we've got, a kilkul, a person does something where he gets ruined by tearing it, that's an Issa Drabon. Not allowed to be done on Shabbos also, but there's no Issa Drabon. That means we've got a very interesting shayla of a person who does Korea, and it's not Amanot Litfo, it's not for the purpose of sewing, but there's a benefit. The model, someone tears a piece of foil on Shabbos. He tears it to the right size to use as a lid on a pot. So he's done a Korea. It's not Amanos Litfo, it's not for the purpose of sewing, but there's a tikkun in what he's done. He's done a beneficial thing. Is that awesome in our Torah or not? Lamaisa, we take on, as the Machlokes were showing about this, many we're showing him take on as an Issa Minatura to this. That means a person tears, even though he's not doing Amanos Litfo, but he's doing it for the purpose of some tikkun, he's got some benefit from it, then there's an Issa Minatura still of Korea. So one has to bear that in mind, that one shouldn't do that either. Okay, that's what we said. What else did we spoke about? We spoke about a toilet paper tearing, tissues which are connected, opening an envelope. All these things is a tick on you're not doing Amanos Litfo. You're not doing Amanos to sew further, but since there's a benefit in what you're doing, that's mutter. Okay. Tearing food we end off with, there's no Korean food, that's cloth from many places in the Shulchan Aruch, no Issa. One other thing before we go into what we want to talk about tonight, and that is that temporary toifer, we said, is a machlokes. That means a person sews a beged, and he intends to undo it within a day or within 7 days.
He
wants to do a temporary one, he only wants to do a very temporary sewing. He wants to do a temporary sewing just for a short while. So the ma'aser we take on that's not allowed. It's not like kosher. Kosher is allowed for a short time, but tefillah is not allowed for a short time. Unless we said it's clear that it's a temporary binding. Unless we know it's clearly something which is very temporary. What's a very temporary thing we spoke about? These adhesive tapes or whatever, those things are right. Or a bag which is reusable, yeah? Otherwise, there's a problem of doing that. And who has in Korea will work the same way. You can't do that. Okay. Coming on to food items, there's very, very interesting things over here. So we all know that we're allowed to tear to get to food items. What is the heter actually? It's very interesting. It's not clear what the heter is actually. I must tell you, I didn't know this till I learned this a lot of it here. It's brought down in Shin Mem. And Mr. Brewer brings it down here, if I can find it. Mr. Brewer brings in Shin Yodal, the Sukkot Cafe. And Mr. Brewer says, it's tearing for food purposes, yeah? Umotza gam kein likraya ha'oya, a person allowed to tear leather, may api chomish shalyayim, which is on top of a barrel of wine, or will vachle chaman nasasinim, as long as you don't have intention to make a nice, neat tear, yeah, or a nice opening, you don't make a nice opening. So the Mishnah will bring down the Tsefta, which says that you're allowed to tear. Again, I read out the discussion of the Tsefta. The Tsefta says you're allowed to tear, it's the end of Chav Gimel. Mutter gamkein likroya ha'oyer ma pi chovei shel yayin. That means you've got a barrel of wine, you've got a leather lid on it, and you want to get into the barrel of wine. There's no tap. The only way to get into the barrel is to tear open to get through this leather sheet on top. So the Mishnah Berurah says, brings down the Tsefta, you're allowed to open it up, rip it open. But you mustn't be mechamer to make a nice hole in this, leather piece, but you can rip it. So there's a heter of ripping to get to food. Now the shaila is, what is this hatter based on? What is the reason for this? How does it work? So this is a big machlokes, a very big machlokes achronim. Mamish is a very big machlokes, which got a lot of ramifications. The first one who speaks about it, not the first one, one of the first shittas who speaks about clearly how this works is the Shlisa Shabbos. The Shlisa Shabbos is a very big chiddush. I mean, more or less is loshen. The Shlisa Shabbos says that if it's tied on top of oichlin, botli mitoyrus beged. Any wrapping which is over food is bottled from the Torah's beged, v'nasu batelim la ha'oichlim. It becomes nullified to the food, k'moy klipi egoizim, like a shell of a nut. I mean, there's no issue to open nut shells on Shabbos. Yeah, not a nut's career, because it's that's a normal thing to do. That's a food purpose you're allowed to do. Says the Shlisa Shabbos, a massive chiddush, that who had dinner, you got a packet of food, and you want to open up the food, you're allowed to open it up because the paper is nullified to the food. According to that, you don't have to tear it in a destructive way. You can open it like normal. You can open a packet of crisps like a normal way you open crisps. I mean, I've got my packet of crisps over here. According to the Shemitah Shabbat, you can open the packet mummish like normal. Huh?
So make sure not to
open it. Make sure not to open it. I've seen what I'm going to do, yeah? Because the Shemitah Shabbat says that, look, what's the vault over here? This bag becomes nullified to the food. We ignore it. It's even it's not there. It's a topple to the food, and therefore you can open it up normally. There's no problem whatsoever.
They're making a cane when
you open it. Oh, so now there's another question. Very good. So the question is, so you got around Korea. You got around the problem of tearing. There's no problem of tearing, because as we said, it's bottom of the food. What about making a cane? So this I'm going to tell you is a big cloud. I mean, it's an interesting cloud. It's about making a cane on Shabbos. That the Chav Nish really lays in your soul. The Chav Nish says, if a person opens up something on the same seams that it was opened, was packed in, that means, let me give you a this packet of crisps over here was opened up once upon a time like this. It was opened like this, the contents went in, and then it's sealed again. Says the Chazon Ish, to open it up on its original way it was opened up before is not making a new cane. Because since when they made this package, they made it closed and they wanted to open it up on this place, that is not making a new cane. I mean, there's no makar patish on such a thing.
Well, is it in fact a cane, or
So, for example, to make a hole on top here, cut this hole over here, that is one first of all, is an Isur Makar Patish. Because this hole was never here beforehand. To open up over here on these things, that would be okay. That wouldn't be Makar Patish. To open up a new hole is Makar Patish. Then, according to Shvisa Shabbos, you've also got a problem over here. It's only by food do you say that the bag, the surrounding area becomes toppled to the food. According to Shvisa Shabbos, there's no head to open up tissues on Shabbos. You with me, everyone with me so far? Right, that's head number one. That is the Shvisa Shabbos heter. And the Shvisa Shabbos heter is that by food purposes, there's no Issa of Korea when the food is surrounded by packaging, because in such a case, it becomes nullified to the food, and therefore you can open that more.
Even if you do Shvisa Shabbos, that's not food, so it doesn't apply anyway.
No, it's true, but many after you see the Sefer Mashkel, even other Tzorkei Shabbos as well, the Moshel is a Sefer, I think it was Mashkel for Tekiah Shofar. You've got a Shofar wrapped up somewhere, you'll have to open it up. It's the same, according to Shvisa Shabbos, it's very schwer to understand that, yeah, because according to Shvisa Shabbos, you can say it's bolted to the food, you can't say it's bolted to something else. It's a Chiddush, that Chiddush is, it's a topple to the food. He says it's like a nut peel, it's got no Chashivas at all. But to say it anything else, according to Shvisa Shabbos at the time, there should be a problem to open up anything else for any other reason.
Kesher,
it's not like
Kesher, we tie knots up a long time. 7 days,
I'm coming to that. What, in Korea?
Yeah.
I'm coming to that. The next thing is also very interesting. That's the Shlisa Shabbos heter. The main heter that we go with is the Chai Adam. This is what I want to take on. This is how we generally take on. And the Chai Adam says a Chiddush. The Chai Adam says that when a person tears to get food, and he does it derech kilkul, he ruins the item that he's tearing. That is the case of the leather over the barrel. You make a rip in the leather, so it's not usable anymore, that leather, it's finished. In such a case there, we allow you to do it. Even though normally derech kilkul is awesome, it's a bomb, when it comes to food purposes, the chay adam, they were allowed a person to eat, in order to be able to eat, they allowed a person to be able to get to his food by doing derech kilkul. It's not such a chiddush. You find it's my tochen as well. Tochen is awesome in our Torah, to do on Shabbos. But when a person does something in Washington for food purposes with a big shinui, it's mutter. Even though a shinui is not normally allowed on Shabbos. But for food purposes, certain malachas have got an allowance. If you do it for food purposes, allowed. So Huadin says the Chai Odon, that's how we're going to go with, that if you rip open a packet of food in order to get to it, yeah, and you ruin the paper that you're tearing, that means you're not making, you're destructively tearing, it means it'll be no use. That means if a person, according to the Shlisa Shabbos, according to the Chai Odon, if a person opens up this bag like normal, he's got a serious problem of Korea. Korea is a tikkun. It could be Chayim ben Atzeret, such a case. Most people take on Adam. It's the Shlisa Shabbos, the Chiddush. Most people take on ideas, yeah? So, according to the Chayim Adam, if a person opens up this food package in a normal way, it's not a problem. So we're going with this Mahalach, which Lamaise and most possible take on like this. Most of many possible take on like this, that the way to open a food package on Shabbos is in a way of where a person ruins the packaging. And therefore, how do you ruin the packaging? So one of the ways to do that is a person takes a knife, for example, and he rips the package, the washing, he goes like this, he makes a whole wrap of it like this. This package is useless.
Yeah,
but that holder, the person moves it around and holds it apart.
You just take the edge of that packet, you just take the edge off. You're never
going to
use it.
The edge of the
open it up, take the edge off it down there, that's it.
You've opened it.
What do you want? That's what you mean.
First open it at the top, and then
here. Take it through here.
Once you've done that, you win.
Do it all together, one and a half.
So we're halfway to go, look away.
Halfway.
It's still a package, I told you the problem. This is still holding the crisps. It's still not a useless utensil. To buy them, you've made sandwiches usable.
I'm saying
you have to do a kilkul, you have to tear it in a way where the mice it's not going to be usable.
You can't reuse it,
Pastor, no?
It doesn't help to open the bin.
So 1 minute, so now this is similar to crisp. I say it's interesting. Roshlomo Zalman has got a chiddush over here. It's a chiddush from Roshlomo Zalman. Roshlomo Zalman timers on these crisps over here, first of all. He timers that this packaging is a very schmacker kibble. It's a very, very weak sort of connection. It's a very, very short, weak sort of connection over here. It's made for a very short time. There were so far wants to suggest maybe one could even open it up normally, even nothing to do with the Shlisa Shabbos. Just even according to everyone, you can open a packet like normal. What?
You can open with a level.
Yeah. It's a chiddush. I must say it's a chiddush. Because the chayra, first of all, I would have thought it's quite strong. I mean, the thing lasts for a bit of time. Many people have it's a chiddush of Shemazan. Shemazan is definitely like this. Shemazan wants to. What? Croutons are much worse. Those packages are much more strongly, they're much firmer. It's a much stronger firm. This is very weak.
It's true.
This is just my back. I don't know how they seal this. It's a very weak kibble what they're doing over here. It opens very, very easily. A normal thing is very often the things that they've got is normally much stronger than kibble, and therefore even Croutons are much a problem. He's talking about packages like crisps and things like that. That's what he's talking about. So it's a very weak kibble. Maybe in such a case there, you can even open it straight. And you're going to empty the contents out. It's got no chashivas at all. Maybe that's better. Yeah, that could be. It's not possible. The best way to do it is derech kilkul. That way you cover yourself. You do it derech kilkul in your eyes. All right?
But the barrel's
still the barrel. The shag's on the barrel. There's no career on the barrel.
No, so yeah, you just tear the top. You can't use the top again.
What do you mean here? On the crisp?
It's still the crisp.
No, because on the barrel, there's no career on the rest of the barrel. The career's in the leather. So you have to ruin the leather. Here, the career's on the whole packet. It's shy on the whole packet. Sorry? Yeah, but it's still usable. It's all usable still. You'll still be able to use the packet. So you have like... Sorry? Because the barrel's not shy career at all. The wood is not...
Tearing the top. If the top was separate to the back, it was...
It was a separate material thing.
Yeah. Okay. The material recycling, there's no Korean harm item. There's no Korean harm.
If there was a difference.
Let's say one's plastic and one's buried. Mm-hmm. It's still Korean. So you still made a tikkun of Korean. You tore one thing, but you mashed the rest of it, it's still good. Mm-hmm. In a barrel, there's no problem with a barrel. A hard substance is not shy to Korean. So there's no Korean on the barrel, there's no shine on the barrel. The only shine is on the cloth. If you ruin the cloth, there's no Korean to the barrel.
So if there was cloth, If it's not connected at all,
then the chayyim just rip, they need to be right, just rip the thing. If it's all connected together, yeah, one piece of chayyim, you have a problem. Masay, it's interesting what you're saying, because Lamosh, I had a question over here. Lamosh, what would you say to a boy to open his yogurt cup on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Can you open his yogurt cup on Shabbos?
Yes. Yeah.
What are you doing? What did you say? Can you open his yogurt cup on Shabbos?
Yeah.
When you open your pack of crisps, you're ripping the paper, so you've ruined the what do you call it?
Yeah, but this is ruined as well.
Here, if I peel this off, I've done the crisps or killed all
this. You made a candy.
That's what I said to you before. There's no issue of making a candy on this here, because you're opening on the same place where it was sealed. So there's no issue of making a candy on this thing over here. That's what we said before, yeah? So Misan Makro Pats is no problem. Now the shyly is, if I peel this off, am I doing Korea on this piece of foil?
No.
I don't know why you say no. Why is it posh? No. I would have thought posh, yes.
Yeah, but you're allowed to, like the barrel.
But the barrel is, you rip it. You're ruining the leather on top of the barrel. Here, you're not ruining any pashtas. So here's a chiddush. I must tell you, first of all, Sir Rabat told me, the most interesting what he said. He said, on this, a milk bottle is no problem at all. Because they make it to be undone in a very short time. This is a tefillah she'enish l'kayom. It's made to be very, very short.
It's
a very short lasting. It's not hakel. What? Yeah. This is much more mukhak. A packet of crisps can last for months like that. When they sell you the packet of crisps in the shop, that can last for months like that. I want to tell you how it lasts for. When the time they've made those crisps, you get it in your house, probably a long time. So there, it's made for months. This yogurt and the milk bottles, which have got things on there, is l'chayra no problem at all, because it's made for a very short term. So I was quite happy with that, but then I realised there's a problem over here. What do you say about this, obviously? I just bought it today, I didn't realise I was buying it. So this is another problem, so I have a bishop on Shabbos, I'm not going to that. But Shabbos, can you open this on Shabbos? Can you open this lid? Why? You said so much yes. I just told you, because yogurt is made for short term. When they make the yogurt, or they make the milk bottle, they are making it undone in a very short time. It happens to be, Lamoshal, you can have a yogurt expired at 3 weeks, but Lamaisa, they make it for short term use. A coffee jar, when they make the coffee jar, and they've got this seal on top of it, they make it for a long time. You haven't got this hat over here.
So you rip it.
How do they make it
on time? What?
Look at the date.
What do you mean?
They make it on time. Yeah.
What for? For what? For yogurt or coffee? A yogurt lid. When they put this lid on the yogurt over here, a yogurt normally's got a very short. It hasn't got a long term use. Or a milk bottle has not got a very long term use. It's made to be short term. So a milk bottle or a yogurt cup is made to be very short term. It's muchach in the bottle top, and then the yogurt, that's temporary binding. Therefore, that's mufka from the problem of Korea, pashtus. What?
Where's the
stop?
Where's
the
temporary to...
Because it's made for a very short time, it's made for.
What's the limit?
A few days, it's made for a very few days, really. Generally speaking, very few days. It's true, a yogurt might have an expiry date of 3 weeks, but generally it's made to be fresh. No? A coffee jar, when they make this coffee jar, they're not making it, it's packed out, they can keep it in the storehouse for 6 weeks before they send it off. A yogurt is sent off straight away. They're not going to keep
Why
the stuff.
Okay?
What?
Why is that okay?
So there is.
That you have to wait for next time.
Well,
that's another couple. I forgot to tell you about it. It's like, all these things we're talking about, even according to the Chai Odom, Pashtus one has to open all packs before Shabbat one can. One, this, anything, the chayyim should be open before Shabbat. One shouldn't rely on this thing.
Have you changed now? Are you speaking for not sending
No. I haven't.